This is CES Tech Talk. I'm James Kotecki with one of the many fascinating conversations recorded live at CES 2026 in the C-Space studio. After you listen to this one here in your podcast feed, you can find the full series on the CES YouTube channel. Enjoy. Welcome back to the C-Space studio. I am James Kotecki here at CES 2026, and I'm here with Chris Norton, the SVP and GM Riot Media and Marketing Capabilities at Marriott, the hotel brand that we all know and love. Not even one brand, actually. Obviously, there's so many different brands and hotels within the Marriott portfolio. But Riot Media, tell us about what Riot Media is. People can't see it because the cameras are pointing this way, but if you could look over that way and around the corner right here at C-Space at CES 2026, there's a big activation. But tell us what Riot Media is all about.
Riot Media is the first commerce media network in the hospitality industry. And we brought it to life at Cannes last June, and it really marries the power of what we know about our customers, our 250 million strong Bonvoy members, and how we have spent the last several years understanding our customers on what they really travel for, why they travel, the people, the places, and the passions that they care about. And we decided to start to take that same data and bring brand partners into that same ecosystem to come to life with our brand, to bring their brand messages. And we're being very selective about who we're working with because we want it to be relevant to the travel experience, respectful of our customers and in the hotel itself. But we also view it through the lens of how can we be additive to the customer journey as they travel, from planning to inspiration to planning to pre-arrival to being in the hotel and then dreaming about that next trip.
And tell me about the different surfaces or destinations or places that you would show up.
So we're currently activated across three main areas. One, and it's sort of the crown jewel, is our hotel room itself. So when you're in the room, many people are probably aware now you walk in, the screen is on, it's personalized to you, it welcomes you. And we're bringing our content, Marriott content, to life along with partner content as well. Great examples are some of the work we've done with Pepsi, with their Gatorade brand, with Visa, with Starbucks, with United Airlines. And we intermerse advertising content with our own content. And it's there. It's on the Wi-Fi portal when you log in the hotel room. The second area is our own digital channel, so .com, Marriott.com, the app, as well as our emails. And then the third is really using the power of this 250 million member base of over 500 attributes that we use to power all of the marketing and customer experience that we create at marketing at Marriott on offsite channels as well. So we think of thousands of publishers, social media platforms where we can use the power of our data to bring brand messages to life.
So you can show up in some pretty unique ways. Does that mean that the content that you create can be kind of unique as well, both of your own and with brand partners?
Yeah, we are pretty differentiated from most of the other commerce media players out there and very differentiated from retail media that's out there in that the messaging that we bring to life, we work with advertisers to really be relevant to the travel stage that the customer's in.
Okay.
We really understand when somebody's in that planning stage versus immediately before a stay, when there's a different set of planning about what do I need in my luggage, to when you're on property. And we actually launched here at CES a very deep piece of behavioral research that we commissioned with academics with United Airlines and their media network, Connective, to understand the psychology of the travel. And it's this very different mindset that people have, both leisure and business travel, that creates this openness to messaging and an openness to try new things, maybe spend a little bit more money than they would when they're sort of in their daily life. And we're really able to tap into that and understand the intent of the customer. And we really tailor the messaging tied to each of those travel stages. And we want to vary the messaging, but we want to make it very relevant to an aspect of the travel journey, not just an ad for ad's sake.
And especially if it's one of those, hey, now you're finally on vacation, you're feeling relaxed, you can try new things type situations. Does that mean that you can do longer form content? Does that mean that you can create some things that just feel like TV shows or travel shows?
Yeah, so we've already brought to life both video content in the room as well as more traditional banner ads. But you've actually tapped into a very important aspect in that we know that people really like what we call Marriott Bonvoy TV. It's the channel on the TV screen in hotel room that features all the great experiences that Marriott brings to life throughout the world, whether that's meeting Beyonce on the tour that we were partners with her on, or understanding that Michelin star restaurant that's in our hotel is open to you. and really tying it into those experiences in meaningful ways.
So when you think about this, it seems, I mean, this is a very personal thing, right? Especially, I'm thinking, I guess I'm focusing on it because it is so unique. The ability to be in a hotel room and see that my name on the board there, that's a very personalized experience. So how do you scale that kind of personalization at that level? Especially when you're in different markets, different locations, different cultures, different kinds of hotel brands and experiences and different expectations.
We at Marriott, for our own engineering of the customer experience, have been on that same journey for the last, really a concentration of the last 10 years, in that we want to be culturally relevant and unique in all the different places. We're in 145 countries, right, with almost 10,000 hotels. So we have a lot of deep experience in understanding how to communicate to our customers to get them, you know, into our hotels. And we've taken that same know-how in how we work with brands to leverage the knowledge that we have in all the different places that we operate in the world to not only tailor that to different cultural messages, but again, to think about what are the right messages for people when they're in that inspiration phase versus when they're actively on a trip.
Yeah.
And we really work with our partners to differentiate that. So it's not one message fits all across all the different channels in time. We want to tailor it for each of those unique things. And one of the things the hotel industry has is a very deep understanding of the customers.
Yes.
Not only from what they share with us directly, and they trust us with that information about the passions that they have and what they care about, but you know, we are able to target with Riot Media over 500 unique attributes that is highly differentiated, and we can use that to be relevant and understand that customer both stage and where they're at in the world.
And then how critical and or challenging is it to connect all of this across multiple platforms, from the phone that I'm just randomly browsing because I'm thinking about my next trip, to okay, I'm in the active planning phase, to I'm in the packing phase, the on-property phase, where yeah, I do see the TV in the hotel, but I still have my device with me and maybe my laptop open too. How important is it to connect all these things, and how challenging is that?
It is very important. And again, I sometimes get the question, like, Riot Media is half my job. The other part is global personalization and all of our marketing capabilities. And we spend a lot of time developing the know-how to do that, again, to move customers seamlessly through the travel journey. And we're using that same tech, the same data, the same connected way, the omni-channel way that we bring our own messaging to now to partner advertisers. So we're able to do that, and we do want to create very distinct messages for not only stage, as I said earlier, but make sure that there's a seamless connection of message that makes sense to the customer, so they can see a message being built over time, from, hey, I wanted to go to that restaurant, to you're now here, do you want to make a reservation at that restaurant, yeah, to I'm at that restaurant, and or I'm at Starbucks and I can link my Marriott Bonvoy account and earn points that way as well. And so all different messaging appealing to different interest points for customers on why they're experiencing and what the benefit is for them.
And is there such a thing as too much personalization now? I mean, we used to talk about, like, well, if there's too much personalization, it can come across as creepy, you know. And I don't necessarily have that conversation as much anymore in the C-Space studio. And it feels like people are expecting this more and more. Is that the case for you?
Yeah, I think you always have to start being privacy compliant and being respectful of the customer sort of wishes. And, you know, we are a consent-driven first company on our own efforts, and we apply the same principles to what we do with partner advertisers. So, yes, there's that, you know, risk of being creepy, but I think you're right. Customers have really come to expect this, and you see that when we talk to customers, like, they really want that. Like, and we've made this big pivot to having customers actually express to us what they care about and trust us with that data. And when they do that, they expect you to actually do something with it, right? Not just you have this data, how does
right.
it show up in our
travel
experience?
Get something back for that in some way.
Right.
Yeah. As we begin to close out here, is there something about commerce media that you think more brands need to understand? Is there, in other words, a piece of education that you find yourself doing fairly consistently with brands that want to work with you?
Yeah, I think the combined retail and commerce media space is getting a little frothy, in that there's, I think, over 250 media networks out there right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our lesson, or the lesson I like to talk about, is hits on a little bit what we just talked about, is one size fits all creative and content doesn't work. And especially for a business like ours that has a defined journey to it that we've talked about, you need to be relevant in each of those journeys. You can't just use the same ad content, because it's going to wash out like it does in so much of sort of how we experience media elsewhere. So it's really about the ability to tie a a message to the each travel moment and being relevant in that moment for what the person's interested in. And we develop that uniquely with each of our advertisers and bring the knowledge that we have about those travel stages to them to help them tailor their messaging to fit each of those stages.
Well, Chris Norton of Marriott, and yes, I believe I did pronounce it correctly.
You did absolutely pronounce it correctly.
Thank you so much for joining us here in the C-Space studio.
Great, it's been a privilege, thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation from CES 2026, I know I did. That's our show for now, but there's always more tech to talk about. So make sure you stay tuned for more insights, conversations, and content from CES 2026 and beyond. Please follow, subscribe, like, comment, whatever else you need to do to keep those algorithms happy. You can get even more CES at ces.tech. That's ces.tech. Our C-Space studio episodes are produced by Nicole Vitovich, Julia Ruxer, and Paige Morris, and recorded by Phelps Creative House, and edited by Phelps Creative House, too. I'm James Kotecki, talking tech on CES Tech Talk.